Welcome to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Susan Allen. It's a good time for growers to look back over 2018 and see if their herbicides were the best value for their dollar. Gordon Vail, technical product lead for corn herbicide with Syngenta, says it's important to determine how much value producers got back for what they paid. There are a couple of other factors to determine how valuable an herbicide is. Here's Gordon.
Reliability and time, or I guess reliability, we'll start with that one. Do I have a herbicide program that I can count on year after year? And I know we're talking about 2018, but think about in the past 2 or 3 years, and you'll see some herbicides work really well 1 year and not well the next. And you're really looking for that herbicide that's going to give you consistent performance. We're very proud of Acuron, and it's very consistent and reliable from year to year. If you have a herbicide program that really gives you good weed control, it might give you some more time to make that second application.
Yield is a big factor in calculating the return on investment. However, it's also important to consider what kind of weed control farmers saw early in the growing season.
What I would encourage farmers to do is think about how many weeds did you have early in the season, because you can actually have weeds in your corn for the first 6 weeks, then effectively kill them. And so at the end of the season, you have no weeds and you're somewhat happy with your yields, but you gave up a lot on the front end. So you have to look at that front end weed control. And be honest, if you have any weeds in your crop up front, there's a chance that those weeds are going to cause you a problem.
Again, we'd like to thank Gordon Vail, technical product lead for corn herbicide with Syngenta. With today's Farm and Ranch Report, this has been Susan Allen.